What we've seen today is a number of people have been evacuated from the old city of Homs, I think 83 people in total, because a three-day humanitarian pause was agreed between the parties to the conflict. Now, the old city of Homs is one of the many areas across Syria which has not people have not been able to receive aid for months, sometimes more, in the last year.
Is the objective for the next 3 days to bring out as many people as possible?
I think that the parties to the conflict discussed this about a week ago during the Geneva talks with Mr. Brahimi, and said that they wanted to allow civilians out and aid in to this particular place. So we've seen, I think, 83 come out today. I think the hope is that more will be able to come out in the next couple of days, and as importantly, for us to be able to get food and medical supplies in.
How significant is this?
I think it's very important. We've been waiting for this for a long time. It's a small but modest step. You know, we welcome it, of course, but and it is a breakthrough, but it's a small breakthrough. What we need to see is full and unfettered access for the United Nations and its humanitarian partners across Syria for the millions of people who need immediate help.
And what role did the UN actually play in the evacuation today?
My understanding is that the parties to the conflict, the government and the opposition, that they agreed amongst themselves a ceasefire, a humanitarian pause, as we like to call it, for, I think, 3 days. I think the United Nations was involved in then helping to agree some of the arrangements on the ground to then implement that so that we could get people out and food and supplies in.
What happens after this 3 day pause? Is it business as usual?
We need to see the humanitarian operations scaled up as much as we can. We've wanted to see aid going into these types of places for a long time. There are 3 million people stuck, or trapped, I should say, in hard-to-reach areas or besieged areas, depending that they're often besieged by various parties to this conflict. And we need to see full access everywhere. There are a lot of people who need urgent aid. They don't have enough food. They don't have medical care. They've been wounded. They haven't got jobs. The list is endless, and we're seeing this across the country in a lot of areas.